This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
I went to a 7-Eleven to get beers to celebrate your birthday. Actually, I went to get Four Locos, and they didn't have them.
Are Four Locos outlawed in Washington?
I know version of them was outlawed, yeah. And then like they had to go back to the lab and reformulate because of all those, I don't know if we can say it, but all the kids that died at Central.
All of my influence.
It was a win in our book.
Hey, Brandon, fix your camera a little bit, if you would, please.
Okay, let's fix.
All right.
I don't know what's broken.
No, it just was like showing half your face. And could just light it up if you would, please. That'd be great.
You handsome sons of bitches.
I know. It's like haircut day and Brandon's in town day. So I get a text message yesterday. First of all, hi and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, like my normal Nerd Talk, only 60, maybe 60 plus times longer. That's how we do it up in here. I'm Gregor. I'm your host. And hello. I'm opening up an old episode because I literally have no plan for today. I'm just like reading the things that we have here. He's been swallowed by the ghost of a horse when trying to buy a new haunted house in Spokane. Now he's been spit back up in the hellhole that is Seattle. He is Brandon from the internet. Hello.
They took my wall gun at the pass.
What? No. They don't allow it that far west?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it actually, you know how they put the locks on the Target carts? You guys ever seen that? Maybe that's just a Spokane thing. people try to take the carts from Target too far away, and then
you guys
the
have Aldi?
Sure.
Oh, okay. No, we don't have Aldi here.
You guys don't have Aldi? Oh, man. Aldi, you have to pay an actual quarter to get the cart. They have a little locking system on there that you jam a quarter in there and it pops the lock off of it. So when you return, they do this also so you return your cart at the end and you jam the little chain back in there, it pops your quarter out and you can have it back.
Do you think that there's anybody out there who wants a cart bad enough to steal it that can't find a way to get a quarter?
Bro, I just walked through downtown Seattle and like they'll overcome needing a quarter to get a cart. That's
this,
for sure.
This guy asked me very nicely outside of the 7-Eleven where I got both Greg and us a beer.
This guy
asked me so nicely outside the 7-Eleven if he could have one of my brewskis, and I almost gave him yours.
He's so nice. He asked so kindly.
I mean, I guess it's not my birthday, so fine or whatever. Celebrating a 385th birthday. Mm-hmm. He's half a Yoda old, and he's our Florida Crash Bandicoot. He's Siege. Corndog One. Hello, Siege. Happy birthday.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's doing great. A little backstory. I just came from happy hour. Brandon was not with me. And so I was with the happy hour and we were having a great time. And I was like, well, see you later. And everyone was like, what do you mean? We never hang out. And I was like, yeah, we got a podcast to do.
Yeah. I'm going to
be fully honest with you, Siege. If it wasn't your birthday, I think I would have canceled and like left everyone hanging. So
I do appreciate that. And I fully understand. Come party with my boys. I love it.
Siege is the friend who
full stop.
Yeah. Siege is the
thank
friend.
Thank you.
Capital T friend. capital T, the friend. Okay, okay, yeah. I know how to spell friend. It's not with a T. Siege is the guy who makes you feel like a bad friend because it's Christmas time and everybody's getting everybody else gifts.
Christmas time.
And then one day you show up and there's a package on your front door and it's from your friend Siege and you're like, I didn't get him anything, and I never even it never even crossed my mind to get my friends anything for Christmas.
Well, Brandon, I've got some bad news for you, buddy. You're going to be the you're going to be the bad guy here, except for Sean Gravy Gervin, who's not here, so he's the real bad guy.
Yeah,
the dude that literally made you a Thanksgiving dinner and delivered it to you.
What has he done for me lately?
Okay, okay,
cool. That was last month. What are you talking about?
I did send Siege a birthday gift.
cool.
You'll get one too. It's just that I'm waiting for you to get your new house for it to make sense. Siege, okay. Explain to us what happened to you today, please.
What happened? Wait, which part?
You got a birthday gift.
I did get a birthday gift. I got a box addressed to Christ for Loco Jarrett. Which I assume that's me. I mean, it would have to be. Yeah. with a lovely little note on side that says, welcome to the Clean Butt Club, you monster.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Happy birthday. And thanks for being the best of us from Greg Rampage. And man. I open it to find Luke Spidey.
Who's Luke?
Yeah, Luke. Luke Spidey.
Luke Skywalker, when he lost the hand, it made it. I was his wife in the hand.
Getting my butthole lasered.
Well, handy.
Not what I anticipated, but yes.
There's got to be like an 8 mile. What was the dude that shot himself in the wiener? There's got to be a Star Wars version of that guy. Name?
Yeah, oh, Cheddar.
I pulled that. Yes.
Yeah. I was about to call him spaghetti.
Have I seen it, or do I just remember it from another text I was in earlier? I don't know.
Give us a review.
There's got to be a Star Wars guy who lightsabers himself in the wiener, right?
This, again, goes back to the premise that Disney is totally missing out on, where we need to have a Star Wars show about, like, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
We need the Seinfeld Star Wars show where it, like, has nothing to do with, like, the Force, or, like, maybe a Jedi shows up once in a while, but you need it to be...
Yeah.
Or, like, a guy accidentally lightsabers his own wiener.
As long as you can get Max Rebo playing the bass guitar.
What if it was, like, Urgent Care? Like, it was, like, Urgent Care Death Star or something like that.
You're like the nurse's Coruscant. Station on the ship.
What would you call an Urgent Care on Coruscant is the
question of the week.
question of the week.
Yes.
Legitimately...
Urgent Coruscant?
Yeah, Urgent. Okay. Urgent okay. Core? Yeah. Oh, that's good. All I can think of, like, Jedi. Jedi.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm sorry, I just keep getting blocked because all I can think of right now is that the burlesque Star Wars show that's happening in Miami coming up this weekend because it is my birthday here, and I've had several people reach out to me to say, hello, happy birthday, and one of my old friends from one of my past lives has said, you know, you, me, this girl, and this other girl, we should go to the strip Star Wars thing.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Hard yes.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. I just realized something. I'm broadcasting from the radio station today, so hold on.
Let me see. Are you broadcasting over the radio station?
Did you hear that, Siege?
Yes!
Yes! I can hear sound effects. It's amazing!
You've got hotkeys.
Yes! Hey, that's
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Wow.
Jeez, I don't have any buttons. Hold on.
I'm tired of this podcast already. It's time for
Hot Garbage.
Hot Garbage.
Hot
Garbage.
Hot Garbage. Hot Garbage.
Oh, you guys, we should play a game of Hot Garbage, Hot Garbage.
I don't have anything to play with.
Let's wait a second. It's time for
2 lines of Coke. 4 more lines of Coke.
Or
7 more lines of Coke. Huh.
2 lines of Coke.
Hot.
We got dueling hots.
I don't have a hot one. Oh, I've never been so mad.
Is that what we're going to have to do is get Brandon like one of those giant staples like buttons that he can just slap and it'll maybe.
I wish I had my whiteboard. I would just write it like a silent film. What? You guys get your buttons and I'm just, Brandon says, hot. You can be
like dogs I follow on TikTok that presses the buttons like.
Oh, my, yes. Yes.
More Brandon, now.
Outside. Yeah. Sydney Sweeney.
Hi. Two lines of coke.
Putting the two lines of coke button.
Speaking of which, gentlemen, this week I went to my therapist and I was like, I think after day one,
the storm light's not working.
Yeah, the storm light. I've been a lot, but the storm light's not working. And she was like, I was like, maybe we should try a different medicine or something like that. And she was like, no, we just increase the dosage. Mm. So yesterday I get my my new dosage. That is what it felt like.
Yes.
Only this time it wasn't as euphoric where I was like between like I'll fight anyone and also let's F.
Day one was like unlimited power. Like Greg gave it like Greg in the text was just unlimited power.
Dude, I mean yes. I couldn't be stopped.
Yeah. Day two with extra is just like I've had the power. It's insatiable. Give me more.
Day one of week two was like, yeah, I definitely felt even more unstoppable. And now I was getting my hair cut today and I realized that I was like, why isn't the hairstylist able to keep up with me? Like, she's just so chill about everything. And I'm telling these amazing stories. And I was like, oh, because I'm speaking at the speed of methamphetamine. And she's just being like, dude, settle down.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, calm down. I have scissors.
In Limitless, where everything is happening around you. You think you're seeing through the tunnel where everything is happening in slow motion, but everybody else just sees you tweaking on the floor.
I took the drugs and the drugs are working. And the drugs are working. I took the drugs and the drugs are working. Took the drugs are working.
I should ask Cage if she's ever had a client where that like was so obviously on drugs that it became like a thing. I mean, she has a very different type of clientele. Like mostly older women.
They're on Jesus, not drugs.
They're on Ozempic mostly.
So they're holy and crapping their pants.
Yeah.
Skinny though. They look great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Love it.
I started this new batch of it, and I like, boy, I feel like I could fight most wild animals, and I probably lose, but I feel like I've got a shot.
But you would fight them.
Yeah. There was a lot of like people driving through my neighborhood a little too slowly, where I was like, "Get moving!"
It's fight or fight.
Meanwhile, you're already driving 75.
It's all fight.
Yeah, it's all fight. It's fight, fight or fight.
Again, the therapist was like, "No drinking," and I was like, "I can't promise that. Can't have caffeine, but like, I do want to feel indestructible. So we're gonna
we need to balance out my power.
We're gonna have to negotiate this a little bit, or whatever." But
you guys, for once, I have a listener comment.
Whoa!
Remember, you can go
nerdtalkplus.com.
Nerdtalkplus.com. Find all the socials. Send us messages. Whatever. You can go on Spotify, and while you're listening, you can leave comments about the things that we're saying on the Spotify episode. So do that. You can do it for every single episode, unlike iTunes, where you just leave one review, definitely 5 stars.
Yeah, for sure.
Except for one guy who can die.
Yeah.
On Spotify, you can leave nothing but 5 stars as well.
Yeah.
Please.
You can Sydney Sweeney's boobs, I guess.
Whoa!
Your wiener. or you can do what this listener did, which is my brother. He's the only listener that...
Who just turned out the lights in the hall? Uh-oh. We're about to die, for sure.
Sweet.
And you can send me a message directly to my phone number, which if you can find, because I'm trying to market myself, you can probably find just by Googling me.
Yeah, sure.
But my brother said he... is
206.
He gave us some nice feedback. I also have a 509 number these days. In order to get people to pick up your phone call in Spokane, you have to.
Oh, they don't want none of that Seattle trash calling. Yeah, exactly. I got you. Okay. And they're like, we need something a little more racist than this, please, sir.
Yeah. So first of all, my brother messaged me and said, slowly catching up on Nerd Talk and this whole conversation about not using the ADHD eye diagnosis as an excuse and then getting off topic because of interjections made him laugh very hard. So thank you for that, Steven. And then he said, also, I'm going to train my new AI to write Nerd Talk episodes.
Oh, man.
Rager reads headline about something a Japanese guy, often but not always a scientist, created. Brandon makes a joke and references something from the pod from any indeterminate time ago. See, makes Brandon's joke and makes it sexual, in parentheses, or more sexual.
Yes.
Rager now has like a choose your own adventure from here, which is Rager option one. Going to make sure to bleep that. Anyway, back to my story. Rager option two takes the joke even further and then says, and I definitely can't say that. I'm going to make sure to bleep that.
Wow, AI is really a lot smarter than I thought it was.
And then repeat until about an hour in length and have totally normal, socially aligned guy summarize the topics like he was talking to some five-year-olds.
That's Sean.
Yeah, that's Sean. That's great.
Oh, man. He's a
five-year-old.
Is this all this is? Is just Gravy's, like, watching us at kinder care?
He's babysitting.
Basically.
He's babysitting.
He's not here now to stop us. So
I know, right? Oh,
yeah,
man.
So anyway, it's 2 days before Christmas when we're recording this, a.k.a. Siege and Manly's birthday. Shout-outs to John Manly.
What's up, dummy? Rest in peace.
Oh, no, I knocked my Christmas gift bag on the floor. Sorry about that. Okay. Shout out to Christy Taylor for getting me a literal dumpster fire for Christmas. I thought that was very sweet of her.
That's amazing.
We're in the KDD studio today because Brandon's in town, and he was like, I got a text yesterday being like, hey, I'm in town. Could I record it in person? And I was like, absolutely, you could. Just, I don't know how to do that at my own home. So we're going to the radio station then. And then I made sure to be like, don't tell Siege. Don't tell everyone else that you're here so we can make it a surprise for Siege's birthday. And so, yeah, here we are. I wish it could be that you were here too, Siege, or that we had flown out to see you and we were at Odyssey, Miami right now. But
it's more expensive. You guys.
Yeah.
So I am not like as we get toward the end of the year and we all set goals and things for the upcoming year. I'm not a person who does that. I'm very much just being like, my goal is just to
survive,
not suck as much tomorrow. and so because I'm not very good. Yeah, that's my all time goal right there. It's just to become that person. So Cage has decided to make goals for me.
Oh, okay. I love this. And, I love this.
One of her goals for me, all of them are like very nice things for her to want me to do. They're all very much like, these are things that you should do because they'll make you happy. And one of those things, let's just put it this way. She was like, I have some goals for you. I was very much expecting it to be like,
take out the garbage.
Spend more time with your children.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop like yelling at inanimate objects.
And be nicer. And instead it was like, you should hang out with your friends more. And one of them was like, you should go on two trips next year with your friends. Wow. And I was like, Siege just texted us about going to Miami to see the Sounders play. And I hadn't said anything to her about it. And then now she said, you should go on trips with your friends. And then I told her about the Miami thing, and I was half expected to go, no, not like that.
As a smart woman should do.
Anyway, Miami this September. Let's do it.
Yes!
So Seattle Sounders are playing Miami.
Enter Miami CF, who are actually playing in Fort Lauderdale until their stadium is completed in downtown Miami. So they're right here in Fort Lauderdale, literally blocks from where I live.
Are you in Fort Lauderdale or?
I am. Let's just put it this way. I'm in South Florida. I travel all over the place. I am anywhere between Martin County and the Keys at any given time. So I cover essentially a 4 to 5 county area.
One time, Greg asked you a question on this show. It was, are you within 50 meter or like 50 feet of a gator right now?
Yeah. Yes.
And now I feel like the question should be for the gators, of all of the gators in South Florida, be like, are you within 50 feet of Siege right now? Because you could be.
there's
everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
The place where I'm recording right now, people know this. I take care of my parents. So where they are is in Holiday City, Florida, which is the very southern end of Palm Beach County. And it's essentially right on the Everglades. And so right behind me, there is a canal that helps the water system for the entire Everglades National Park going through there. And I can assure you there's at least 10 alligators probably within 100 meters of me right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Do they fight each other, or what do the alligators do? I don't even know.
I mean, generally, like this time, well, let's put it this way. Since it's been nice and cold out lately, 55 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They come up and they sun themselves on the shore. So, like, you could be right in the backyard and there's, like, three or four of them hanging out on the edge of the lake or the canal, as it were, and just chilling, getting sun.
Well, I got two things about this. One, I want to come back to John Manley because Brandon was talking about some goals or whatever. But if we're talking about gators, did you guys hear about the crocodile, which is now to me an alligator?
It's the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The crocodile from Crocodile Dundee.
Just died a little inside.
The crocodile from Crocodile Dundee died.
Outside.
What? The OJ one?
It was 92 years old.
What?
Oh my God.
How does that happen?
Are, like, they allowed to live that long?
First of all, people have not seen, like, based on the fact that that guy made that video that I sent to the group chat about not having seen Speed, he was like, evidently this is a, he was like, the Swedish word for speed is fart, and here's a movie poster, I guess, called Fart. And I was like, it is not, I guess. I was
that
like,
made me furious.
Yeah.
I still literally wear a t-shirt with the movie poster on the front of it, even though it's in Japanese, like, but still.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And so I've seen it. And she goes to University of Arizona, which was the thing, because I went there for a while.
That wildcat.
Yeah, he calls her Wildcat. And okay, great. And so, but yeah, the, what was his name? His name is
Dennis.
Bert the Crocodile.
Oh, Bert.
Has gone to Crocodile Heaven. Coincidentally, small animal hell.
All dogs go to Crocodile Heaven. Oh, no.
wrong heaven. Detour.
In 2008, Bert, this is his obituary. In 2008, Bert made his way to Crocosaurus Cove, where he became a fierce and fascinating ambassador for crocodile education. I'm surprised he's not going to be in the next administration's plans for education or whatever, but okay, it means for kids learning about crocodiles, Anyway, known for his independent nature, Bert was a confirmed bachelor, an attitude he made clear during his early years at a crocodile farm. And I'm like, slay, bro. That's awesome.
Nice.
His fiery temperament earned him the respect of his caretakers and visitors alike, as he embodied the raw and untamed spirit of the saltwater crocodile, maybe alligator. R.I.P. Bert, 92 years old.
Wow.
So then I had to be like, well, how old was Crocodile Dundee when he died? Paul Hogan, still alive.
Yeah.
85 years old.
Yeah. He's just leathery. He's not crocodile dead. He's just crocodile alive.
Sorry, he's just Australian.
If it takes three alligators to make one pair of pants that we learned from Cape Ferrari, how many Paul Hogan does it make a pair of pants? Question of the week.
Wait. If I had a computer, we could stoichiometry this.
Well, Paul Hogan, I picture Paul Hogan as a thin and skinny guy. So it depends on, like, whose pants are we making here? So I mean, I'm not going to say I wear stuff like Jenko's, but, you know, I wanted something a little bit loose.
I also picture him as a tall guy. And I also think that you have
movie tricks.
5'9".
Not tall.
I know
that. Not tall.
How do we make a hero out of a 5'9" person? And I'm saying that as somebody who's 5'10".
Yeah, listen, Tom Cruise. Yeah, I was going to say, Tom Cruise is like the biggest action hero in the world.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think you have to remember that we're not just taking the skin off of Paul Hogan's legs and making that pants. Mm-hmm. We're taking all of Paul Hogan's skin and making it into pants, right?
That's true. You'd have to get his torso in there.
How many Paul Hogan's does it take to make one pair of pants?
You got
to
think it'd be more than four Paul Hogan's.
Instead of rivets, is that where we use the nipples?
Yes. He's probably already got him pierced, so the rivets come with.
Yeah. Paul Hogan probably does have pierced nipples.
85-year-old Paul Hogan pierced nips?
Listen, he's Australian. They're definitely pierced.
Hold on, just one second. Let me just put down Paul Hogan's pierced nips. I think that's a good title.
There we go.
That sounds like when Natalie Portman shaved head, that band from Seattle that had to legally change their name. Paul Hogan's pierced nips.
Oh my God. This week on Locals Only.
Yeah, so I think how many Paul Hogans would it take? Probably to make one pair of pants.
Because you're going to have to stretch him out. I mean,
I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. I'm going to say we're going to use 40-year-old Paul Hogan and not 85-year-old because we're not making sweats. It's looser and flabbier wrinklier. And so, like, it's probably the same amount. It's probably just more tall.
Okay, so here's how you do this, okay? You see how much skin a crocodile has.
Yeah.
And how much skin when we has four skin.
Hot.
I gotta start doing this podcast from the station. This is amazing.
Now you see how I feel when I throw everybody off track.
I think for me to wear a pair of Paul Hogan pants, I would need at least three Paul Hogans.
I think more.
More?
Yeah, I think if it's three Crocs to make.
No, it was three. I got it wrong. It's three Crocs to make one pair of boots, right?
Whoa. Siege? So it'd be even more Paul Hogan's.
Are we really stretching this Paul Hogan out? Because, I mean, we get to use his whole torso. His legs are already essentially pants.
Does the mouth go over the crotch? That's my question.
Yeah, that's where you put the zipper.
No, it's the buttonfly. Buttonfly.
Gross. Poor Paul Hogan.
I would definitely have sex with my pants on. Just kidding. No one's having sex with me. That's okay.
Not without
just,
those pants on.
Yeah, just that's the pants. Problem, right?
Yeah.
See, you need,
sorry. We, I need to kill Paul Hogan.
Yeah, we need to kill Paul Hogan to make him into pants. Otherwise, Craig's never getting laid again.
It puts the nipple on the, puts the nipple.
I can imagine being in the Everglades, definitely water and not mountains, like I previously thought.
Yeah.
And just seeing a bunch of Paul Hogan's floating. Being like, get one.
Okay, question though. Do we want Paul Hogan to outlive the Bert the crocodile, or do we feel like Bert the crocodile should have that honor of having been older than Paul Hogan when they die?
Oh, I want Paul Hogan dead tomorrow. No offense to his family and his and that lady that from the movie that
no
he married.
No way that Paul Hogan has family that loves him. Paul Hogan is the kind of guy who leaves a trail of disappointment and longing in people.
Oh, that feels oddly specific.
I just found out where my biological father lives.
I was going to say, do we see ourselves in Paul Hogan?
Wow, this podcast, Paul Hogan talk, just really talk. Did you join? Can we get him on? Can you join Riverside with us and get on here?
Oh my God! Let's research
you change
that.
Your name to Ass Bandicoot.
Yes, I did. Thanks to Brandon earlier.
I was looking for that. It was so. Oh my God!
What did you call me earlier? Ass Bandicoochie or Ass Bandicooter?
Yeah. Also, the technical term for Paul Hogan's jeans.
Now that's an inseam.
That's not an inseam.
That's not an inseam. Now that's an inseam.
That's one of the coolest movie lines ever.
It's so good.
Not the inseam, but that ain't a knife.
Yeah.
And then he cuts the guy's jacket up. That's a knife.
Yeah.
If you're under the age of Brandon, you should look this up because it's well worth seeing that one portion.
I asked a friend yesterday. Oh, go ahead.
Definitely not the second one though, because that child is, you know, just way too fake Australian. And it's terrible. He's a real Australian, but he's fake Australian. So much
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, good. Don't. I'm glad. You should probably block it out of your memory if you do.
Yeah.
One of the sequels that was made because of how good the first sequel did versus as opposed to like, let's make a sequel because there's more story to tell here.
Yeah, no, they were like, how do we rehash this?
Yeah, yeah.
This time they go from New York to Australia. Yeah. Whoa! I should watch more movies. Look how long, look how much content we've gotten out of this.
Next week on Nerd Talk Plus, how many pairs of pants could one Tom Cruise make?
One Actually, Tom Cruise? No, we'd need like 8 Tom Cruises for one pair of pants.
What about the white dude that played the Indian dude in Short Circuit? How many pairs of pants?
Fisher Stevens. I love that guy.
Oh, Fisher Stevens. Good there pull. It is.
That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is. I need to catch my breath. Oh boy! Oh, I want to refer to something that I said I wanted to come back to. John Manley. He sent me a
R.I.P.
It's his birthday. Happy birthday, dummy! He sent me some sort of thing on the internet today, and it said a gentle reminder that New Year's resolutions don't have to be about positive changes. And so this goes back to what Brandon was saying about his wife making resolutions
negative
for him.
Changes for him.
A gentle reminder that New Year's resolutions don't have to be about positive changes. You can commit to seek revenge, remain petty, and disrespect your enemies.
God. Now, that's essentially, he's just described Year of the Gurg.
Yeah. Right? It did not go to plan. It started real strong, and then it ended up me feeling terrible again. I was always.
Oh, but now the drugs, ending on a high note.
I took the drugs, and the drugs are working.
And the drugs are working.
And all I can say back to him is I'm too exhausted for this. 2025 is about giving up.
I resolved to give up.
So I applaud Brandon's wife, Cage, for taking the initiative to know that 2025 is about giving up and trying to project positive things for her husband. So that's really nice. So shout outs to Cage. It's very sweet.
Yeah. Sup, dummy.
He also showed me Cage has a secret.
It's a trap.
Whoa!
That's the real truth.
Yeah. She's like, you should play more golf. I'm like, I don't play any golf, so that's going to be a terrible experience for me.
Cycling is Brandon's golf. Come on.
Yeah. She showed me a screenshot of a chat, an Instagram chat that she has, which is way more fruitful than I thought it would be. And it's her chat that she has
with Siege.
With Siege. Like, when she showed me a screenshot of it, I thought it was going to be like, she posted a story, Siege responded to it, she said she liked that response to it.
They're like friends.
They like talk.
Yeah, they're like,
they gab.
It's wild to me. Like, we go so like about a year ago, I was seeing this lady, and Brandon and Cage come to town. Not Siege. Brandon and Cage come to town. They're like, let's go to dinner. And I was like, okay. So I bring this lady with me, and I think it's going to be great. And then the two women decide collectively, as Brandon and I are laughing the whole time at the dumb jokes that we tell each other, they decide collectively that Siege is the funny one on the podcast. And I'm like, first of all, how dare you? Secondly, okay, fine. Yeah. LOL. My feelings are hurt, but that's fine. Then it turns out that, like, not only does Catherine Cage feel like Siege is the funny one, but they're like actually friends on the internet. Now, to be clear, your wife says nice things to me occasionally when I post a picture of my child. She's like, oh, he's cute. And then I go, your husband's an idiot. And she's like, oh. And so, you know, something like that or whatever. But it's like very casual. Like, it's like clear that Brandon and I are friends and Cage is Brandon's wife. And like, oh, that's cute or whatever. She's happy that he has a friend. Okay, that's nice. But when it comes to Siege, you guys are actually pals, which blows my mind. Obviously blows Brandon's mind too. What was in that chat that you saw a screenshot of?
Oh, it was I
believe in you. I support you, Cage.
I wasn't on Instagram very much the last few days, and I saw the way that I found. I had to like go to Nerd. I had to search NerdTalkPlus.com on Instagram.
Sure,
all spelled out. Yeah. I had to search it because I saw in her chat she was like, oh. He sent you the puke, the vomit dick pic? And I was like,
don't explain it. Don't explain it.
How does she know that I sent that to them? And then I found our Instagram post where you posted it.
Oh, Is that someone you knew?
It was Cat. It was Cage.
Oh my God! What? This is a meme. No,
my baby. Actually, she was not. It was too much to be spit up. It was throw up. My baby puked on my wife, and it was in the shape of a penis, where a penis would go
on her lap.
Yeah.
NerdTalkPlus.com, all spelled out.
Yeah. Follow.
I didn't know that was that was OC, man. That's original content.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
OC? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm blown away. That's amazing.
I should put that on the internet, apparently. That's seems like it would do numbers.
I don't even know. Wow, I'm blown away. This is... Yeah. Okay.
Well, did you read the rest of it? I mean, I kind of defended us.
You did.
Are you on your wife's phone often?
No, she showed me. Oh, she showed me the screenshot of it to be like, see, I am friends with your friends. I'm a better friend to your friends. He sent you a gift and you sent him jack. I'm going to.
To be fair, I did get your family picture card that you produced and sent to everybody.
She came in heavy with the religion, man. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. A lot of religious people on our.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah. I don't want to besmirch anybody or whatever, but I was like, whoa, all right. I opened that up. I was like, oh. To be clear, I got one Christmas card. And it's from the Griffith family, and it is sitting where I post my records as I'm listening to them. I put it on the holder there. So every time I listen to a record, I see your pretty family there or whatever. Since then, I've gotten a couple others. Uh-oh, there's a burp coming. Nice. I've got a couple others. That's why Cage doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Look at that. I censored myself. That was good. I've gotten a couple others, but still, the primary one that I have is from the Griffith family. So just if, Cage, if you're listening or if you're chatting with Siege, mention it to her if you could, please.
I will.
I have it on display in my house. Don't talk about the religious part, though. I didn't mean that. Sorry.
I won't say anything.
I was going to text Brandon about that. Like, all right, settle down. All right. So it's the pagans here. This is ridiculous.
We get it. Your son was born on Christmas. It's whatever.
This is so weird.
Yeah,
man.
I know, right?
I've got two friends on Christmas Eve. Then I've got the Ted Smith from KSW on Christmas Eve. And then there's Brandon's kid on Christmas Day. I'm sure there's other people in there too.
Yeah.
Jesus, for instance. But it's wild. Yeah. Oh, man, she must read into that, right?
He's definitely the second coming. He's also perfect. Guys, we...
$200.
To me?
I'm sorry.
Why is that so funny?
Actual nerd talk content. Actual second coming?
$200, second coming. There you go. That's
why it's funny. Okay. Write that down. Yeah. Gloss. Oh, yeah, that was one of the things we actually wanted to talk about.
Actual nerd talk content for you guys. Yeah. The new Apple iOS 18 or whatever it is that's come out where you can make your own emojis.
Yeah. 18.2.
Is both, first of all, it's garbage. It's very bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm coming.
Garbage. Sorry. <Yeah. laughs> Yes. It's bad. I mean, it's so hard to make it make the emojis that you want. But if you're willing to ignore your family for like 5 minutes while you get it to make the perfect emoji, you can get
the
perfect emoji.
Siege?
Yeah.
He didn't say abandon. He said ignore.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to abandon your family to get the perfect. You can make some good emojis, and I feel like
okay.
We've made
hold
some
on.
Good
we didn't describe it with.
So
with,
the new iOS iOS 18. I think if you update your phone, that has Apple Intelligence on it.
Sure.
You can.
I'm asking because I don't actually understand.
You
what's
can
going
go on. Into like where you typically add an emoji to a text. And
hold on, let's do this real time.
Do you have you updated it?
I updated last night, so I can be part of the fun. But okay. I don't understand.
I keep looking for my phone. I realize it's right here in front of me, which I'm using to film. If you go into like the chat and you can type in like where you would usually put an emoji.
So I hit this button right here.
Hit
right?
The little face. Yeah.
Okay.
You might not be able to do it because you kind of have to set it up. Then you, in the top bar where you would like search for an emoji, it just says describe an emoji.
Poop on a turtle.
Yes.
Ooh.
Nope. It's not set up.
Okay. No, you
coconut
should be able to,
dripping with milk.
Once you set it up, because it kind of takes you through some stuff, you have to say, yeah, you get the coconut milk one. You can describe mammal. An emoji and it'll say, so like right now, like
bucket that's, full of whale semen.
That's, well, I had to say,
there you
I
go. Had to, check the chat.
I had to write one. No. I had to write a orange bucket with white fluid in it, and that's what I got. Yeah. I tried. What I tried typing was 2,000 guys standing around a bucket. And it was like, could not create emoji.
What I love about this part is you can see what people had to type to get it. Like, you know how you normally just kind of hover on it to get to the. Let me see. Where is it? There.
Wait.
To get to this, hover on it. You push it. You see how you tap on the actual emoji, and it gives you the list where you can like add sticker. Look down at the bottom where it says emoji details. Hit that, and it'll come up. And it didn't do it this time. But the first time that you did it, it said orange 5-gallon bucket filled with milk. And I was just like, yes, sir. Brandon.
If you do it on somebody else's, it shows. Because I just did it over yours, and it said Genmoji coconut dripping milk.
There you go.
That's not milk. That's not milk.
It's a mammal. Leave it alone.
It's so good. Like if you go to the middle finger that I sent earlier, that is
the chocolate fountain middle finger.
No, it's gravy.
FU gravy finger.
It's the FU gravy. I had the hardest time getting that to give me a gravy finger.
It's just one single ever. Finger covered in gravy.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the which episode was it that I want people to understand our reference to
sperm whale.
Sperm whale, is that what it was called?
I think it was called sperm whale. Was it? I think it's episode titled sperm whale. I think.
Guys, can we take a second real quick to just do a highlights of 2024 in episode names alone this podcast?
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's some really good ones in here.
Do you remember how a year ago we used to just put the date on it?
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember that. Like, I'm going to just read the last, like, a few, okay,
that
we have. Maybe the last 10. Ice Gators and Alien Ant Farm.
it's Ice Gators. We need to be very clear. It's Ice Gators.
Okay. I don't remember what that means at all, so apparently I need to not get that wrong, no. Methazard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris the Redeemer. Hey, Tony Pizza.
Hey.
Brandon's or Captain Brandon's new tugboat business.
Episode I was not on.
Yeah.
That's even better. The Barnacle.
Okay, I'll know it.
Fat Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Human Starfish. We're breaking the fourth hole. Konnichiwa, senorita.
So good.
By the way, it's been half a year since we did the whale one, the whale bucket one.
Whale bucket challenge.
Put it out there on TikTok.
Challenge me to the ice bucket challenge. This would be way warmer.
Dump a bucket of whale jizz on yourself. Cancer. Okay, it's for a good cause.
It's not because we're gross. Is Gator Bird? Johnny Five Doggy Style. It's gravy week, followed by butt stuffing. The Lord of Horse Ghost Manor and Master Cheeks Theater. I described Master Cheeks Theater to a group of people my own age today at a bar, and they all LOL'd. So I think we're doing a good job.
All right.
So the what was the semen one called?
Sperm whale? I think it's called sperm whale.
The semen one. You know that all started as us just trying to figure out what stoichiometry was. We were trying to do math.
We were just trying.
Now I'm doing math.
Starting with math. Gateway drug to meth.
Yeah.
Wait, this is gonna 2025 is gonna end in moth?
Ooh, moth, bro.
Ooh.
Hopefully there's a new Godzilla movie for that. That's great.
Oh my god. Please.
What a recap. You know, some people do recaps about things that happen. I don't think they touch on that at all. I think
no way.
Really good stuff.
Do you know where the year started?
Yeah.
Orca cheese.
January 1st?
Orca cheese.
Orca butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. And trying to figure out how many can you eat, the show's chosen system of measurement in mass. Often confused by Siege as how many can you fit in your mouth?
Okay, so we need a standardized unit for how how much we can fit in your mouth. And
I thought it was bees.
Yeah, yeah, it should be that. Because it should be, it's like, in order to have stoichiometry work, we need to have, like, if we ever, like, how much whale juice could you fit in your mouth? we need a unit to compare it to.
Original sentence, everybody. Original
sentence. Isolated, clip it.
I think about that all the time. You ever think about, like, they always say, like, oh, no matter how good you are at something, there's a six-year-old Chinese kid who has already perfected. No, I need that butthole.
How much whale juice can you fit in your mouth? Brandon, you are the only one that's ever said that.
I doubt it. I question need that butthole.
All right, well, bye.
You've been listening to Our Dumb Podcast.
Podcast start. Where are we started? Oh my God.
We have, I'm going to go back in time a little more. Can You Milk It was the last episode of last year.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Behind the podcast curtain, 1 trillion T-Rexes, Year of the Gerg.
Yeah.
Siege, have you been on the show for a full year now?
Dude, I've been on the show for almost 2 years now. Can you believe that? Nah,
that's not true. You're not. That's, no way.
How old is Goldie?
She's 18 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you joined in when
I joined in. Yep. I think I'm pretty sure it was March of 2022.
But Nerd Talk Plus After Dark was an episode. Yep.
If we're not even willing to put what happened on this show in the title, based on everything else that we've put in the title over the last year,
we had Nerd Talk Teen and Nerd Talk After Dark, like, back to back.
Yes, Coach A, there's butter in the thumb hole. Followed by Adderall in the ether.
That's Stormlight. Okay.
Incel Camino.
Incel Camino is that's Gravy's name for the Cybertruck.
There it is, episode 314, our pie episode, 3.14, is Sperm Whale.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Wow, that was March.
Was that March of last year?
No, yeah. I don't think it was March necessarily. No, that was episode 314. I don't know when that happened. Okay. But it could have been
because that's episode, like, 14. So, yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, that works out. You want me to see if I. Oh, I just want you to know, guys, to know that I'm looking at the. We never had data about the podcast before this last few months because it was hidden behind some sort of thing or whatever. And now I can see it. And I just want you to know 7 people have downloaded Sperm Whale. The new system. So,
since we switched to the new system.
No. Oh, okay. More than 7 people have listened to it. It's had hundreds of listens, but it's just like, since we switched, someone has gone back to March to listen to that, which is good. And the switch was only about 8 weeks ago, I think. So,
yeah,
just really killing it. This is.
I feel very good about this week's episode because it very much feels.
Currently?
Yes. Like the episode that we're doing right now, because it very much feels like a. It's the last episode of the year.
Yeah.
We're wrapping up. We're celebrating. What better way to celebrate than with friends and family and people who you think.
No gravy.
Gravy. And then people you think only hang out with you because you're a charity case.
Explain things to you like you're 5 because you're surrounded by idiots.
Yeah. And you're exactly the opposite. Ooh, I work for the government. Whoa, I'm smart.
So, like, I guess we should take a minute then to, it's the end of the year, and we should look at, like, what we kind of have. First of all, happy birthday, Siege. Are you doing anything for your birthday this weekend? Are you going to go to Star Wars strip club or whatever it's called?
Possibly. I mean, honestly, I've been taking this time, like, this is that time of year. This is the time of year where everybody is crazy and insane, so I've just kind of been hiding doing my own thing, and it's been nice. It's been nice taking a whole lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Man, that's
I got multiple messages from you about mushrooms yesterday. So,
I forgot about that. Thank God we weren't doing this yesterday. I would have been a disaster.
Hilarious.
Both. Yeah, I would have been completely naked. I would have demanded that we have done the birthday show without shirts on.
Oh, well. I am feeling extra fat right now, so that sounds great. Okay, so looking forward in time,
we'll do that in September in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Shirtless beach podcast.
That sounds great.
Can you be the roadcaster? I'll bring the mics. That would be good.
Of course, we got it.
All right, I'll bring an extension cord so we can plug into something. Okay, so looking forward to 2025. I'm looking towards apathy. That's good.
Perfect. Nice.
But like, what are some things, I don't know, either personally or on the pod, or do you have any ambitions for 2025? Does any other that your wife is not setting for you, or that your parents aren't setting for you, or no shade, I'm not trying to be mean or whatever, but like, you know, like, it's your wife takes the initiative to plan things for you because you're like obviously inept or whatever. But like, well, if you had the chance to choose your own adventure, as we discussed earlier, like, is there anything you're looking forward to?
I can't see past moving into Horse Ghost Manor.
Some
f-ing horse ghosts is gonna be awesome.
I am moving into Horse Ghost Manor in like a month from today.
Yo, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
January 23rd.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's
the
day
I'm moving into the manor of the horse ghosts. So.
My birthday is 6 days later. Are you going to be ready to?
That's also Weed Brothers' birthday.
That's also the week of the choking your pants anniversary.
So we think. We did math. The whole thing, I was wearing shorts. So it had to be, I did live on the west side, so it didn't have to be that cold. But like, I was wearing shorts. That was kind of the whole thing.
Already confirmed it. We already did research.
It's canon.
It's canon.
It doesn't matter what you think. I was wearing shorts or whatever because the poops fell out the leg.
Speaking of canon, I got a list of things that are just listed as canon in the bottom of the Velociraptor that we should probably go into a future.
What are your goals? Let's talk about what's
the goals. That's right. The goals.
Our goals are ADHD. Let's go.
Let's go. ADHD. Yeah. Let's do even more ADHD, ADHD.
Yeah.
Let's double it up. Square it.
H in ADHD stands for meth.
Greg, what are your goals?
Well, like half of me says and half of me says sex.
Volcano. The volcano right now, dude.
Yeah.
That's canon. Also, making a taxi fall into a volcano is the hardest emoji to try to get the Apple thing to make. I tried for so long. My kid needed something so bad. My kid was like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to make this taxi fall into a volcano.
I tried to make wall gun for like a half an hour and it wouldn't let me do it.
Picture for that is Jack Nicholson poking through the door, but it's just wall gun.
I also tried to make dead horses with guns, so and it wouldn't let me do that.
Oh, I wonder if we can make a ghost horse.
Oh, dude.
Of course we can.
All right, what's your goal, Greg? Yeah, sex, I think, is the
goal. Yeah, cool.
Nice.
I'm going to find myself a nice age-appropriate. I hope I can be there for that. Excuse me?
Sorry, did I say something? Did I say that out loud?
We are going to be in Miami in September.
I got a big place on the beach, boys. Come on.
If I'm being real, I want to find a real attractive, age-appropriate lady who doesn't want kids, but that's cool with me having a kid.
Nice.
And just do my thing, you know? That or d- implant. I'm not sure. One of those.
You can what pork in all those dos?
Vomit on your own crotch.
Have you tried this? Vasectomy, that's a goal for sure. Nice. I'm going to do that because I definitely am not needing any more humans and also definitely not wanting to have to think about buying condoms ever again. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, while they're down there cutting it open, just have them slide like one of those little puffer squeezer buttons in there too.
Cool.
Hey, you have a little fidget spinner in there? How many Paul Hogan's
leg? Just have them attach a Paul Hogan leg.
Yeah, what, anything that you're taking out for the vasectomy, can you just put it back in at the top?
I don't think they take anything
out. I know how it works. I almost got one.
It was a cut off. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Ideally,
on purpose. It wasn't like I almost had one happen on accident.
It was the accidental vasectomy.
You want some meth? Let me try something.
Ideally, I would like the meth to make me able to focus on achieving things, and then I would like to have a business that makes me some money, because I love doing radio more than anything, and it does not pay me enough, so I need to like make those two things work out. And so if the methylphenidate that they have me on can get me to be able to make a little side hustle money and be able to keep doing radio the way I want to, that I think would be the ideal goal, if I'm answering honestly. But honestly, it's about meeting a hot chick who doesn't want kids that wants me.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
¿Por qué no los tres?
Yeah. No. I mean, you're
basically speaking my mind here. I'm kind of pissed off that I didn't go second.
What did you do with mustache for a second? Better mustache?
No, I did trim it up. It was getting too far into my mouth. I was looking way too much like Wilford Brimley in like Cocoon, where it covered his entire mouth, walrus style. So, yeah. And plus, I didn't want to like bite on Brandon's thing. Like, that's the whole.
No,
like,
it's okay. It's not my thing.
It's the rest of you have all this other stuff.
That yeah, takes I do have a
33-year-old millennial hipster. It's the mustache is not my thing.
He's literally wearing a corduroy jacket. Like, there's no more.
None of this is my thing.
In tobacco color. Like,
a
it's like
flat brimmed dad hat that's olive green.
To be clear, it looks beautiful. It's a beautiful color. Thank I like it tremendously. But yes, he's very on brand.
This is literally this shirt.
Very on Brandon.
This is literally not my thing. I'm borrowing this from the dude I'm staying with this. that's how not my thing it is.
What was the thing that I used to play? Where is it? I used to have a noise when I would say something like that and it would hit just right. Right on, Brandon. All right.
Yeah.
It was taking me too long to find it.
Siege, do you have a do you have any aspirations for 2025? It's okay not to also, but I like the idea that we can have a real chat about this and be like honest about what we would like to see happen and not just have to always be ridiculous. We can be ridiculous around it, but I like the idea of being.
I mean honestly, like, I'm kind of in the same boat as you, except I truly want to get back on air again. and not just voice tracking for an Great American Songbook station for their overnight stuff so they can just keep it running while nobody's there. And just, like, I would love to do that, get back on air again, and while still working on this side business that I'm actually trying to work on too, to build some money as well, that, you know, I definitely want to get the two of you involved in, which is why I'm not going to be too like informational over the actual pod. We talk about that offline. But yeah, man, it's been a while since I've actually been able to hang with my friends, and like, you guys are my family. I mean, like, I've had relationships with you guys, whether it be via Twitter or via the show, since what, 2016? Yeah.
Started.
It's where it all started. And but yeah, it's just and like, I want to hang with you guys. Like, I know I want to come out there for a Club World Cup. Yes.
Club World Cup.
Yes. We're doing Club World Cup. We're doing Miami.
Rap about Club World Cup, but I'm excited that you're excited.
I already put it in my calendar.
Yeah. I'm excited to like hang out with you. I was like, is it worth $150 to buy a ticket? And then Siege was like, I want tickets. And I was like, it is worth it then. Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, but I mean, just besides that, I mean, like, I want to hang out with my friends. I miss you guys. I miss, like, hanging out with, like, people I actually truly genuinely like care about. Yeah, that's it. Just it.
One time Siege came to town. He was like, can you hang out? I was like, I can't, because I had like a 2-year-old and I was like, I'm not coming to Seattle to see some guy that
Brandon and I were going to record. Brandon and I were going to record together someday. And then all of a sudden, like, was that the day that you rode your bike to like the other side of the city and you couldn't?
Probably. That's something like that. A lot of days.
It definitely sounds like a Seattle excuse that Brandon gave you. Like,
yeah. I rode my bike. Sorry, so yeah. Sorry guys. It was sometime, I think it was like 20, it was like right around 2016 MLS Cup or something like that.
Yeah. So. It was 2022 when I went to the Space Coast to watch a rocket launch, and just some guy was like, I'm going to come up there. I know it's weird, but is it cool if I come up and hang out with you? And I was like, okay, you might be a murderer. And you're like, I might be.
I was like, oh, I'm definitely am, but I won't kill you.
We had like a relationship like just via tweets and stuff like that previous to that. But, and then you were like, I'll just be cool. And I was like, all right, this guy's cool. And then we just hung out and it was fun. So here we are, like 2 years later, still doing it. Very nice. Okay. So your goal is to get a little side business going, get your own little production enterprise underway. Yeah. Okay. That's good. What do you think would be success if you like did it right? What would you feel good about?
If I like, honestly, like being on air is a thing for me. Again, yeah. Like I know that's not something that's very easily attainable anymore or as it was before, but that's like kind of something that I've really had my heart set on, because I left that for, you know, a family way back in the day, which is now why I advise everybody to abandon families and do whatever you want. Yeah,
get them out of here. They're awful.
Yeah. And so now
things cage like, oh yeah, we're pals.
I'll be home soon.
He's also texting Cage being like,
Don't worry, Brandon will be home soon.
Family for you.
Wait a second, you keep calling this family, CG. You're gonna abandon us? That's not okay.
No.
Abandon your family. Create new family. Abandon that family.
I can't tell you that I'm going to abandon you.
Yeah. You warned us.
Shame on us.
just wait until you invest in this business idea that I've been talking about. But yeah, like that's it. Really just kind of start something for myself, because I've spent way too much time doing other stuff, and do the things that I want to do again, you know, kind of like I tell this to my son. This is something, yes, I do have a relationship with my son, contrary to what I tell everybody constantly. Once a month, one FaceTime, that's it. And it's not even FaceTime. It's on whatever Google Meet is. I don't know. So it can be supervised by the state.
Oh, no, you mean Cold Lady Soccer, that podcast?
It's not even on brand Google Meet. It's Google Meet, but it's spelled M-E-A-T. It's just Google Meet. It's just beef. It's just beef.com.
Just beef.
Meetfriend.com. Me and my teenage son both look at the same website.
the good advice that I do give him is actually, you know, don't give up on the things that you want to do. You can always go back to the, it's not that you can always go back to them later, but if you give up on them, go back to them later, you know, do stuff that makes you happy.
Because so like every 6 weeks when you burn out on the thing that you've invested all of your energy into, you come back to it and then get a little bit further, but then forget about it and then never make any progress on anything ever and then burn out
just
and die.
Just do what I do, which is get into something and then stop doing it.
Yeah,
and
after
then,
investing a bunch of money.
After investing a bunch of money and time and then thinking about it again a year later and being like, I should get back into this. But I'd be so good at it if I never stopped doing it.
So now I have to stop.
So now I shouldn't do it again.
I have a leather bound book that Brandon made. Like the
perfect example. Yeah, this. Exactly. Why don't you have two leather bound books? Because every time I think about leather now, I'm just like, man, I'd be so good at making leather if I never stopped making leather.
Yeah, where's my bread?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm still good at making bread, for the record.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because your family can consume that and live off of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Brandon, do you have anything that you're hoping that you're going
to... Yeah, I injured my knee this year, and I'm trying to not be injured anymore.
Well, that is boring.
Lofty goals there.
It sucks. It's like the I'm joking. It's nothing makes you feel more like you're dying as a human.
Yeah.
Like literally dying.
Than having two kids and a bad knee.
Than having two kids and a bad knee. And then like trying to like change a diaper for a baby and not being able to sit cross-legged because your knee's so boned, right?
Yeah.
So like
cross-legged.
Sorry, should I have said cross applesauce? I don't know. How was I supposed to say
all those
that?
Cross people are really upset with you now.
Sorry, I send really out more Christmas cards. Cross-legged.
Died on the cross-legged?
When a Christian says cross-legged, it's because their legs are like pinned to a wood. Very bad for your knees.
Oh my God.
I know you're bad for your feet too.
Join us for the Easter episode.
Where Siege will emerge from a cave naked.
Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.